Village. Tonight we're gonna do something. Been locked up, they won't let me out. They won't let me out. No, they won't let me out.
I see it through all perspective.
Okay. Lady J. Yeah.
She said, she told me, she's like, you're going to set Twitter on fire. I was like, damn right she is.
Been locked up, they won't let me out. They won't let me out. No, they won't let me out. So let me go ahead and throw this in.
What's good, family? It's your boy KJ with another hot podcast of Welcome to the Village. Real people, real families, real conversation, y'all.
So you just keep on taking pictures, huh, sis? Is that what you're going
to
do?
I'm trying to promote.
Promote.
Lady J.
Get it, baby.
There we go. Yay.
Photogenic. Is that the right word even?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Photo op. This is a Welcome to the Village photo op. Better get your mind right. This is a photo op.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. This is your boy KJ. Tonight I have...
What up, y'all? It's Lady J.
It's KK.
So, village. We're in the village. We're going to have a good night. The ladies and I have been having a little bit of sauce. They're drinking, Malibu, I believe, ladies?
I'm drinking Malibu and something. <That's what's up. laughs> Shoot. I don't know what the rest of it was. I just poured it in a cup.
That's funny.
And I can always tell when KK is a little bit lifted because she is so red right now, y'all. It is amazing. I love it. So KK, how you doing, baby? What's going on?
I am doing pretty amazing right now. You know, really been doing a lot of goal searching for the year 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then also just trying to get back, because I don't know if the village remembers, but when I first got on board with the village, I was promoting day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get back to that, and I have actually signed up to Instagram, and I'm trying to be regular on Twitter, and trying to do some promoting on Facebook, and I'm just trying to keep up with it all. So I mean, I feel pretty energetic.
Good,
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got this.
That's what's
trying
up,
to do, like George Lopez used to do it. You ever watch that show? I got this. I can't do that high though without coughing.
Oh, baby. Lady J, how you doing, babe?
I'm all right. A little tired. I'm good though.
You good though?
Yeah.
What you over there doing? Playing on some Words with Friends?
No. No, no, no. You know I don't play on Words with Friends like that. Okay. Like, I think the people who play me on Words with Friends be mad. Because, like, I play literally, like, what's the max that you can play before they shut you down?
Like, 11 days, I believe?
16.
It's 16.
I should know, because this one gets a lot of games resigned because I don't play back within 16 days.
So I'm the one every 16 day person.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's how I do it. So, no, I'm not playing Words with Friends. Actually, I think all the people I was playing with resigned.
Just gave up on
just
you,
just gave up on me, so I'm good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, village. Mm-hmm. Well.
Baby, how are you? I mean, like.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't even think about me. You know, I'm actually good. I have a little bit of a cough, and I've been able to kind of, maintain it through controlled breathing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes when you get a little excited, you'll cough more. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm just like, okay, let me keep calm and promote on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that's some real holistic type stuff right there.
Mm-hmm. Just trying to remain calm.
Remain calm and you won't cough.
That's right. But I know during the break, I got to go get some water because I know Village Idiot's is going to really stir up some emotions.
Well, you know, I don't. Maybe you should just get some Malibu rum.
Wow.
Like, that's what we're doing. You might as well just go ahead and just wet your whistle.
Can that be like the official? Now, think about this.
Can this be the official drink for Welcome to the Village?
The official drink for Welcome to the Village. And then one day, somebody who works with Malibu is going to hear this, and then Malibu is going to sponsor us. So, for the sake of Welcome to the Village, please get up and fill your glass. For the sake of the village.
We can pause for the cause.
Pause.
We don't need to pause right now. We will...
You got the Black Power sign and everything, like, fist in the air.
We shall...
Oh, no. That is the most... Are you snorting?
Oh, that's beautiful.
And that's only one glass.
That's like, one glass.
It's going half down half tonight.
A glass, yeah. Half a glass.
It's going down tonight. She gonna shake a glass for you.
She just shook her glass in the mic, Village.
Oh,
the things that you do when you're inebriated.
This is true. Yes.
Oh my gosh. All right, Village. Ladies, let's discuss this here.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I came across on social media. Mm-hmm. You know, I love that. This young lady, her name is Yasmine Ellaby. Very attractive young lady, by all accounts.
By all accounts.
She decides to marry herself. And not just marry herself in, like, a little simple ceremony, but she had a full-blown, like, wedding and cake and bridesmaids and everything else. Like, I want to get your guys' thoughts first before I go ahead and dive in.
I don't want to say it's, like, desperate, but I think that's what is that trying to say? Like, what are you trying to say when you marry yourself? Are you saying, like, hey,
like,
I'm never going to get a man, so I'm just going ahead and marry myself? Mm. Like, I just don't understand what was the purpose. Because when you marry a person, it says, you know what? Before all the friends and family that I love, and before God, I'm going to have this perfect union, or this imperfect union that is made perfect through, you know, marriage and all of that good stuff that happens with marriage. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand what the idea was. Like, if she just wanted to have a party, because that, to me, that's really what it seemed like it ended up being. Like, you just have this party. And I don't know if it was, you know, like, oh, I had a really bad situation happen. You know what I mean? And maybe not a marriage to myself, or maybe a marriage to myself saying, like, hey, I overcame abuse, I overcame cancer, I overcame all this stuff, and I'm still standing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love myself more now in this moment than ever before. Like, if it was that, if that was going on, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was just some shenanigans, like, I ain't got no man, so I'm gonna marry myself, then boo boo, you a fool.
Wow. Okay. Lady J, very descriptive. KK, what are your thoughts, baby?
Like, I'm kind of half and half about it. Like, I lean more towards what Chanel is saying. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and she's young. You can tell she ain't that old.
She's
young.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're young. Like, but it's like, I get it, though. Because after so many heartbreaks, and after so many bad men out there, and there's a lot more not so gentleman like people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Versus the actual gentleman.
Okay.
It's not even about that either. It's just also about finding someone that meshes with your lifestyle, with your personality, and all that. And she probably just feels after all that it's kind of just done.
Mm-hmm.
So why not just marry yourself? I mean, I would not do it. Like, as much of a cynic as I am, I would not do that. I will not give up the search.
I mean, I think that's what I'm thinking. Like, what is the end of this? Are you saying, like, I give up? Like, I don't think that I'm worthy enough to have a husband. I don't think that there's no one in the world who will love me unconditionally. I don't think that, you know what I mean, there's a person who is supposed to be for me, so I'm gonna marry myself because I've given up and I've given up hope in love.
Mm-hmm. Like I just, or maybe she's just really feeling herself, and like I love me,
and so
I love me some me,
and so I'm hoping, and you know what, and I'm hoping that happens because I know that when you go through some really tough situations, some really tough stuff, you know what I mean, when you've gone through really trials and tribulations, and you've gone through like really heartbreaks and breakups and domestic violence, and you've been through the ringer, like there are moments when you feel like, you know what, I just love me. You know, I've heard a lot of people who've gone through some really hard marriages and some really horrible divorces, and they come out and they just like, you know what, I just love me right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna do me. Mm-hmm. You know, and so maybe that, I'm hoping that's what was going on with her, that she's just like, I'm just gonna do me because, you know, I had all this other stuff going.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so initially I thought the way that Lady J was thinking, and kind of way you're thinking too, like, okay, she just, you know, was going through like major heartache. She could have maybe been a cancer survivor, a domestic violence victim, and she's kind of like the phoenix, you know, rising from the ashes.
Yeah.
But and she's saying, you know what, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, I'm gonna love me more than anybody else, so I want to commit to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with her saying, I'm committing to me, I'm committing to making me a better me.
But then, however,
mm-hmm. if she was just doing this because, you know, I remember, what was it, the other day, Lady J and I were watching this clip, and the lady was talking about how, you know, women are saying, you know, no man can handle me, you know, and she was saying, and you were saying, or even the person that was posting the video was like, women should never be handled. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like, you don't handle women, you handle animals, you handle food. You know, women you have to love and nurture, or even you're a male, like a woman to male, you love and nurture that person. Mm-hmm. Now, do I understand the beginning aspect of it as, hey, I love me? If she were, you know, this great catastrophe it happened in her life and she survived, but to me, this just honestly appears like she's just like, you know what, I haven't found a man. I'm tired of looking. I'm ready to get married. Let's go. Mm-hmm. And that's what this looks like to me. Like, she has bridesmaids. She had a huge cake and everything else made. And it's like, you know, if I'm her friend, I'm not co-signing this.
No, I'm not.
I'm like, not going to co-sign.
I think it's all, you know, fine and dandy that you want to sit there and... that you want to sit there and, like, you know, throw yourself a potty...
And, a survivor party? How about one of those
instead?
Here's
the thing, though. Here's the thing. We don't know if this was a survivor party. We don't know. For all we know, it really legit looks like she had a wedding ceremony.
That's what it looks like to me.
That's what it looks like.
But I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
But that's what the Instagram... I mean, and mind you, we are just taking a small snippet of Instagram and having a full-fledged conversation about it. So we don't really know the backstory behind it. Mm-hmm. However, it's not uncommon for people to say and do the darndest things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's not uncommon for people to...
She isn't the first person I've seen do this. I'm going to be honest. I've seen this before.
She isn't the first one I've seen either. But it's the fact that I have never seen anyone have a wedding ceremony with themselves at that level. Like that, like, did you just in that one picture alone, you saw about $10,000? Like,
no, for real. For real. Because she had her dress, and then she had her bridesmaids' dresses.
The cake. You could tell that the hall that she was in was really nice.
Yeah, because she got married, she married herself at the African American. What did they say it was?
The African American Museum. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty penny.
The Houston Museum of African American Culture. It's in Houston, Texas.
So I don't know. I just think that this is shenanigans. But at the end of the day, I think there's a couple of things that I would like to have a conversation about in this picture. Picture number one.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies. Why in God's name do we allow our friends to do crazy stuff? And why do we stand by and watch our girls do silly stuff? right? Yeah. Like, we talk about this all the time on Welcome to the Village, and I think I'm going to still continue to say this. It is very important, very, very, very important to have good people in your circle and good people in your corner.
To bring you back in.
Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Ladies, we have to stop letting our girls do crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And then in the pictures, like, well, start. No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at some point in time, we have to stop. And we have to, we should be in each other's corners, uplifting each other, supporting each other. You know what I mean? Being great examples for each other. And even when we come out of pocket, you know, we need to have those people in our corners that pull us down and say, hey, this is not okay. Mm-hmm. You know? So, I just think that I would like to see more women support each other and stand by each other. And is this example of standing by your girl? Mm-hmm. You know, let me play devil's advocate. You know, is this an example of standing by your girl and really, you know, supporting her decisions?
You know, no, I don't think it is, because I'm not gonna let my guy friends do something stupid without me at least saying something. Like, hopefully somebody was like, look, I get what you're doing and I understand why you're doing it. If in fact it is she's marrying herself for the reasons of she's not able to locate a suitable mate, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's a whole nother topic in itself, the mm-hmm. whole suitable mate thing, and mm-hmm. you know, that's whatever. That's here nor there right now. Mm-hmm. But me as a friend, you know, if I knew this young lady and she come up to me and she's like, yeah, I'm gonna marry myself, here's the invitation, I'm going to have a real conversation with her. Like, hey, what are you doing? Just like the young lady that proposed to her boyfriend in the club.
Yeah.
That's... You can't...
Women... I did not see this.
Oh, I'll show it to you.
I did not see this.
You weren't on the episode when we talked about it?
The girl think she who was.
Oh, no. We did this with Black Is.
Yeah, we did that with the Black Is.
We did it with Black Is with Casey and Chris.
Yeah.
Out of LA. But yeah, so this chick, we'll have to I don't remember what episode
it was. I have to find the video for you, but it was stupid as well. But my like I said, with this young lady here and her being my friend, if I call you my friend, you're my family. Mm-hmm. I should be able to talk to you like open, like, hey, I'm gonna tell you why I think this is crazy. You don't have to agree. Mm-hmm. It's your decision. But I'm at least going to put it out there, like, hey, there is somebody out there for you. There's someone for everyone. That is how the good Lord intended it. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to find you, whether they be black, white, green, or other. There's somebody for you. Now, are you willing to be patient to wait for that person? That's the big question. And if you're not patient, then you marry yourself. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Now, I have a question. Mm-hmm. And it's a very serious, serious question. Mm-hmm. So, she married herself, right? Mm-hmm. So, say 3 months down the road, 6 months, a year.
Does she have to divorce herself too?
Like, you still meet this person. One, you have to explain that you went and married yourself to this person.
Which could
ruin the chance that he does not already think you're crazy as hell.
Yeah.
Two, if you kiss him or anything like that, is that adultery? Three.
Break it down, KK. Break it down, baby.
Because it's only one party in the divorce, does it mean that it happens quicker? And four.
There's four, y'all.
Because there's also just one party involved. Does that mean it's cheaper to get divorced?
Or for the marriage license?
Oh, word. How much is your marriage license? There's only one person. That should be half the cost. There's only one person on this marriage license.
There it is.
I cannot give you a suitable answer on none of that. But what I can say is, yeah, if I met a young lady and let's say Lady J was, we had just met and she was married to herself when I found out, it's done. We're done.
Yeah, like, so how did you tell him?
Would you tell him that you that you married yourself, or would you wait until he proposed to let him know, before we get this done, I have to divorce myself first? So, how does that conversation go?
So that's the part that I don't understand. Like, what do you say to a person? You know what I mean? Like, how do you have the conversation?
Like, do you put on the chastity belt? Like, we have to wait till I'm fully divorced. Like, how does this work? So that way, you know, you're not defying any laws in the eyes of the Lord. Mm. You know what I mean? Because, you know, that's a no-no. But you don't want to do that.
Here's the truth. Like, real talk. God did not intend for you to marry yourself. Like, that wasn't his design. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know? To me, what does that prove? What does that prove when you marry yourself?
That you are lonely as hell, and exactly. That vibrators.com is the most frequented website on your computer. That's what that means.
I second that.
Wow.
Look.
And 1-800-Flowers feels very sorry for you also. Hi, I'd like to send flowers. Oh, to who? Myself? It's our wedding anniversary. I could go on all day.
Like, I could just keep going.
Like, I have so much more.
I just think that this is crazy. I do think that there is some level of desperation.
Yeah.
In it. You know?
Attention seeking.
Something.
Something's going on here. And like I said, we said earlier, if this really boils down to she's just saying, hey, I'm a survivor because this, that, and the other. I am so good. I am on board. Let's do this. I will be there. I will deflect the jokes, everything else from you as much as I can. However, if you are marrying yourself because you are tired of waiting for a man, I cannot support you.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, so when the pastor sits up and says, is there anyone who objects to this marriage? I mean, like, does anyone stand up and say, I don't think this woman and this woman should marry? Like,
wow,
stop it. This is a question that I need answered.
I love how my baby just puts a twist on things. Yeah.
Oh, and then the wedding registry. Ooh. Like, ooh.
And there's more.
Oh, like, why did she put 2 pillows in the registry? She only needs one. Like, okay, I'm done.
She needs fluffy pillows.
I gotta stop.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, I mean, yeah, sis, but I agree with you. I'm gonna go ahead and bring it back. Like, the registry, does the minister say you may now kiss your bro? Like, what? How does this work?
Also, is there really?
Like, how does this
I guess there
work?
Is still a need for a wedding rehearsal because you've got bridesmaids to think of.
The rehearsal dinner, is it one-sided?
So, and another thing, you know how traditionally father of the bride pays for everything?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did he give you away to yourself? Mm. How did this work?
Just walk you down the aisle?
Did you notice?
Or did he just trip you,
you
as you got to the end of the aisle because of your stupidity?
Did you notice that none of the pictures had a male in it?
None.
I don't know if there was no men present or something, or I don't know.
Mm.
It was weird.
Oh, I definitely wouldn't be going to that then. I'm sorry. I go to weddings so I can find me a husband. You're telling me there's no dudes here? Keep the food. I'm good.
That's funny. She said, I go to weddings to find a husband.
Like,
for myself.
Like, for myself. Yeah. Like,
groomsmen. That's what you go to the wedding so you can be. The wedding so that you can, you know, kick it with one of the groomsmen.
Yeah. Like, it's your duty. You have to hang out with me the duration of the reception. And you have to sit next to me. I don't know, people. I don't know if this is really how it goes down. But, I mean, I'm just, yeah. I don't know. Like, I know a lot of women go to weddings for the main reason that there is men there.
Yeah.
You know?
I go for the food.
Sometimes the chicken is a bit rubbery, so it never really gets me going. Like, oh, a wedding. I should so go for the food.
But the wedding cake is normally pretty awesome.
Yeah, but then they want to be cheap and give you them skinny tiny pieces of cake, and it's like, this is what I got dressed for. I could have stayed home in my sweatpants with a pint of Ben and Jerry's. Like,
I like your logic.
You giving me this tiny slice of cake.
All done, huh?
Like, that kind of pisses me off.
So basically, so here it is. If KJ and I ever get remarried, we're going to make sure that we give you a huge slice of cake.
No, it's not even that. I would like a medium-sized cake. I'm just saying, don't be inviting like 500 people and you only got one tier cake. Like, got word, it. One yes. tiered cake, but you invited like 300, 500 people. What for?
We're getting remarried, baby? I'm going back to that.
I reserve the right to get remarried whenever I want to.
I'm all for the remarriage as long as it gives me a baby. Give me a nephew. Give
you
me
another make one.
You got
I'm
two.
I'm so good. I'll get me a dog.
You got two nephews in there. You
I do
go
have
and,
two nephews.
You better run
and again,
love
I'm pretty sure the village has heard me say this before. I was not there from the beginning. And, so I have made an announcement. Ooh. I have an announcement to make, right?
Oh, what?
I want a,
A cat.
No, I don't want a cat. I want a whatchamacallit.
A snake?
While we're speaking of babies. I want a
You want a baby?
When I do have children, I would like to have the water.
A water birth?
I want a water birth.
A water birth, okay.
It's so pretty. Painful, but beautiful.
Really?
Painful, but beautiful.
Okay.
I want one of those.
Well, you call
I mean,
me
but
when
you
you're
ever
done.
You ever seen high heels? High heels are beautiful and painful, so I get it.
You know what? Yup.
Some stilettos.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Choo's.
So worth it in the end.
Make your legs look amazing.
Yep, there it is. We are totally off subject.
Ain't we? That's what we do. We're the village, though. So anyway, village, you heard our thoughts. If this young lady did this to marry herself for all the wrong reasons, shame on family and friends. If they said something to her, great. I would still go. I would still go in support, you know, like, but I'm still gonna say what I gotta say. You know what I mean?
Another question.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Dun, 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 dun. The first dance as husband and wife or wife and wife, are you doing the Cupid shuffle by yourself?
Yep, that's exactly what's happening.
Wow. The Cupid shuffle? Like, it can't even be a slow song?
No. You look stupid.
Have you ever slow dancing? I was going to say that. Have you ever seen somebody doing a slow dance by themselves? The drunk person at the party, mm-hmm. slow dancing in the corner.
Yeah.
The drunk grandpa.
You know what I mean? Who want to watch that for 3 minutes and 35 seconds?
Three and specific.
Because that's how long a song is on average. It's like 3:30.
On average, yeah.
Unless you got a Cuban shuffle and it's like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but nobody wants to see that.
Mm. All right, village, you've heard our thoughts. Take a quick break. It's time to come back with some village idiot.
We've been gone for a while, so I'm pretty sure there's a whole lot of stuff out there.
There's a whole lot. Oh, baby. I filter through stuff now just to try to find the extremely nutty stuff. But let's take a quick break, and then we'll get after it. Mm-hmm. Village,
gotta
gone.
Fill my cup up.
It's not that I don't want to kiss her. It's just her existence is the embodiment of God's breath. Being close to her connects me to the essence of holy. Being affectionate with her caresses the presence of divinity. The Trinity links through her smile. The touch bringing light into the universe rests in her lips. Kissing them unlocks the soul of the Holy Ghost, showing me the imperfections of my spirit. When we hold hands, I feel the palms of the apostles documenting the miracles of Christ. Each interlocking finger heals the blind, turns water into wine, commands Lazarus to open his eyes, casts demons into swine, ready to die. Arms stretched, ankles crossed, head hung with vinaigrette sweat, beads racing the blood from his crown. She always initiates the union of our hands. I may as well have nailed his hands to the cross myself. When she lays her head next to mine, rest the burden of man's labors on my shoulders. Our
sins and her silence, our forgiveness and her laughter. The weight of her body purposes the destiny of humanity separately and collectively. Her arms, the naked wings of angels wrapped in her presence of heaven. It's not that I don't want to kiss her. It's just her existence is the embodiment of God's breath. And I'm trying to get closer, like David with the slingshot aimed at the Philistine. Despite being more afraid than Gideon, I want to walk to her like Peter on the waves. I won't look away. I want to believe in her word like Caleb.
Go ahead, babe. Go ahead. Do your thing.
No, I'm not going to sing. You know what? One day I'm going to come in here. I'm just going to sing my heart out on the mics. And then I'm going to delete it. So nobody hears it.
And so you think. And we are back. We are back. It's your man, KJ, with the beautiful ladies of the village, Lady J and KK. It's that time of night. It's Village Idiot.
Oh, dang. My drink is almost empty.
Your drink is almost empty. You know, here, I just filled mine up. I'm old school, like in the Navy. You know how the Chiefs will put in their coffee cup.
Don't be calling up my fellow sailors like that.
Truth is truth. All in the coffee cup. Mm-hmm. This is what they do in the Navy. They just put the alcohol in the coffee cup and walk around sipping all day.
So we should take like a break after the break so that we can make a new cup.
A break after the break, like
a break after the break. Feel like it's kind of like the break, the in between break, to let the village know, hey, we didn't forget about you. We just
need a moment.
We just need
another moment.
We just need more. Moment. We just need more drink.
Malibu in my cup.
You know, I think the thing I like about Malibu is it's not a strong drink. Like it's almost like Kool-Aid. You know what I mean? Especially when you mix it with like an orange juice or a pineapple juice or something like that. Like you almost don't even know that you're drinking a drink, you know, which is kind of scary sometimes.
It's like that jungle juice almost.
Yes, because you can just sip on it. And before you know, like 4 cups later, you're like, why am I sitting on the floor?
We should so have a podcast session while drinking only jungle juice. So that we could teach the village.
Why not to do that?
Why not to drink jungle juice?
And podcast.
And we will let them know what cup number we are on. And they will hear us talk so they'll know that we are not. I can't think of the big word. But. But they will know that, you know, we are fine.
Oh, snap.
Until
I can't think of the big word.
until we start to slur a little bit. So that they will know, wow, they weren't lying. That jungle juice really is something. So
we'll truly have you inebriated.
That is the word that I was looking for.
Whoa.
I was so looking for that word right there.
That was the word?
Yes.
That was inebriated?
Yes. I could not think of it, though.
I got. She's good. She's good, sitting, baby. Mm-hmm. Right, there you go. Yeah. That's perfect. So, anyways, village, it's that time of the night. It's Village Idiot.
Word of the day, inebriated.
Let's jump into the first story.
For real, words with friends.
Yeah. Mm. I don't think. Well, you probably could.
You know how they give you words of the day.
Mm-hmm. I love
you
those.
These stupid.
They do words. Letters. Words that you would never even. So dictionary.com.
But
gives
I would
you words
so appreciate. I would so appreciate if they put a word like that
inebriated
on the word of the day. Because I would really like to know how to spell that. Don't ask me how to spell it now.
Yeah, don't ask me either. I can't spell it. I just know.
You just know it, right?
Yeah, I don't know how to spell it. First story. out of Henderson, Kentucky. Henderson, Kentucky. Dang, sis. I ain't even said nothing yet.
Kentucky.
Walmart strikes again.
It's crazy how response was the same. Walmart.
Always Walmart, man. You can never get it. You see Walmart on Facebook. The memes. I don't know how to say it.
I think it's just memes.
Memes? Okay. Well, then it should be M-E-A-M-S instead of M-E-M-E-S.
That is at bluntly KK. Okay. Wow. First story. Henderson, Kentucky. A woman by the name of Darla Hart.
Oh, Darla. Don't you break my heart.
Wow.
From the Little Rascals?
I do remember. What do you think?
That's funny because I was thinking, oh, Darla. And I didn't know why. There it is.
What do you think Darla has done in honor of Walmart?
What does she do at Walmart?
What does she do in honor of Walmart?
You know, that's hard to say because Walmart lets shenanigans go on in their store. Mm-hmm. So it could be anything.
You're right. KK, yeah.
She's thinking, guys.
She is, and this is
like
scary.
I don't know what you would do in honor of Walmart. Like, oh, I know. I know. She put her prostitution prices on rollback.
Nice. I wasn't even going to say that, but since you did, thank you for putting it out there. That is at bluntly KK on Twitter. You guys need to really. Somebody needs to get her. Prostitution on rollback. But in all seriousness, ladies, her statement, and I quote, "I just love Walmart. They have great selection, everything I need, and they've saved me so much money over the years and have had such friendly customer service that I wanted to repay them by naming my new daughter Walmart Hart."
Got to be more careful. Lord.
Lady J is having a fit over here.
We said we wasn't cussing on this show. We said that we wasn't cussing on this hair show. And
she's actually teared up.
She named her baby Walmart.
Walmart Hart. Her last name, the lady's last name is already Hart. Mm-hmm. So she named her daughter's first name is Walmart. So it kind of Walmart. It kind of rolls together.
Don't encourage this. Hell,
I can't believe
Walmart.
Really, she really named her baby that.
Walmart Hart.
Is she getting sponsored?
Nope.
She ain't getting no checks for this.
Is she getting free diapers for the rest of the kid's life or something?
Walmart officials were hard to reach, but did comment. "We appreciate brand loyalty and find it endearing Mrs. Hart would name her daughter after our company. We are sending her $50 in coupons."
In coupons. In coupons. That would piss me off. I would literally roll up to the headquarters filled with cherry bombs in my trunk.
I can't even mess with this no more.
I named my kid after the company. You gave me $50.
I can't mess with this no more.
And coupons, though? And coupons? You could at least gave me a free case of diapers or formula.
Maybe the coupons was
you was still got it.
And the story gets a little worse.
Oh my God. It's like the never-ending story.
The never-ending story.
Mrs. Hart was so delighted by the news of receiving $50 in free coupons that she decided to hyphenate her last name to further honor the superstore.
Please, it's not, no. No. Stop.
It's not officially can't. Legal yet.
Give me a second.
But I'm calling myself Darla Walmart Hart. Darla Walmart Hart.
What?
It's hyphenated. Her last name is, she's going to change it to Walmart Dash Hart. It's hyphenated.
Walmart. Mm-hmm. Hyphen.
Heart. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and sip on my Malibu.
I don't understand.
I'm walking away from this. I'm not.
No, this is my, like, I don't know what you was trying to get out of this. Like, you had a baby and you named it after the company. And at the end of the day, you got $50 worth of coupons.
And she was geeked about that $50. So she said, let me change my name to Walmart now.
What did you think you was going to get for changing your name? I'm confused.
It costs more to change your name than they gave you in the stupid coupons, you stupid lady.
Do they give you a coupon for that?
For changing your name?
Did they give you a coupon to change your name?
No, she didn't get a coupon. She just...
I can't mess with this no more. This is making my head hurt.
Man, next.
Just ready to roll on?
I'm so... Just, I'm just mad about, like, I feel really bad for the kid. It's bad enough you're growing up in Kentucky.
Like, you got bigger issues. You already got issues in Kentucky.
And now
your name is Walmart.
Walmart. Do you know people will forever say your name Walmart? Like, just, that's how, because they'll always be confused when they say your name. Like, Walmart.
Walmart Hart.
And then she has to explain the story.
She has to explain this.
She is not going by that name.
Oh no, no.
She's
gonna adopt a like pseudo name, like, yeah, like you know,
whatever. If she has a middle name, she'll probably go by like W.
Mm-hmm.
W. Samantha Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
She'll add Sammy somewhere. W.H. I don't know.
It's hard.
Or maybe she'll go by Wilma. Wilma is a little bit more acceptable, especially in Kentucky.
Maybe.
And it's better than Walma. Because people are probably going to look at Walma and be like, is this a typo? Should it be Wilma?
Mm-hmm.
So she might go by that because in Kentucky, Wilma is pretty acceptable.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Moving on.
Next story.
Parents, we gotta do better.
Duh.
I wonder what would have happened if she named her daughter after Bill Gates. Wouldn't have been Koopa.
There would have been no
Koopa. Would have been like a golden rocker or something.
Maybe at least a free laptop. Right? Yeah. Lady in Kentucky, if you ever hear this, think about that, okay? Just saying. Next story. Lake Park man obsessed with Fox News GOP is in jail after threats made to his liberal girlfriend.
What?
So he's obsessed with Fox News, mm-hmm, and he made threats to the girlfriend who's a liberal. Isn't Fox News conservative?
Fox News is very, very conservative. Guess they weren't getting along on the whole political front. And
well, you knew that from the beginning. Moving
like, on. For real. Like, you know that you are a conservative. And you know that this woman is a liberal?
Mm-hmm.
Did it say how long they've been together?
It just says a Lake Park man obsessed with Fox News and the Republican Party is in jail after he allegedly said he felt he was going to have to kill his girlfriend because she was a liberal.
So
he didn't know.
I just want the village to understand. I know you guys think that it's no big deal to get into relationships with people that have different political views than you, but this is serious. Like, this is life or death.
In this case, it life, probably is
life or death. Like, I'm serious. If you are a Republican,
stick to your own kind.
If you're a Democrat, stick to your own kind. If you're a liberal, stick to your own kind. It is safer for you. There will be less homicides. Like, there will be less murder suicides. Like, mm-hmm, this is serious. People do not take that seriously. You, political views is a big thing in relationships.
Yeah. So like political views is like for some people, not for everybody. Mm-hmm. And you guys don't hate me when I say this. For some people, like, political views is the equivalent to marrying someone. Political views are the equivalent to marrying someone of a different religion. Mm-hmm. Some people can't get past that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Some people can't get past marrying people of, like, opposite of different ethnicities. Mm-hmm. You know, different mm-hmm. nationalities. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I just find it interesting that he had to threaten her after he found out she was a liberal. I just want to know, like, how long was they together? And did he just not know that she was a liberal? Did it just happen to come up one day while they was having spaghetti dinner or something? Mm-hmm. You know, like, when did they become girlfriends and boyfriends before the political conversation came up?
You know, that's a good question. The article doesn't dive in all that. But, you know, they were together, and he threatened to kill her because she's a liberal. And guess where the story is out of?
Florida.
Yes, ma'am.
Florida, stand up.
Nah, go drown yourself. I'm so tired of these damn stories. Like, I'm so tired of these damn stories. Like, okay, for those of you, you know you're a level-headed person, and you know that you're not a... I don't know how you say it. You're not like the rest of Florida. So you're good. You know who you are. But those of you who know that this dumb stuff is okay or whatever, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Go get the hose outside.
And spray yourself.
Go get a bucket. Fill the bucket up. And then hold your head in the bucket. I'm so done.
She said hold your head.
I'm so done. I'm so ready for another state to take over the dumb cycle. Like, it's 2015. I'm so ready for a new state. Because 2014 was the year of Florida.
Wow.
I'm so ready for another state. Like, I don't know. After a year of lessons, like, I don't know why you guys are still like, this is how you start off.
All right. Let's see what the rest of the village idiots have. Maybe we have, you know, some other contenders. I felt like the Kentucky contender did really good. You know what I mean? I felt like, you know, the Walmart lady, Walma, Hart, Darla. Oh, Darla. I felt like, you know, maybe Kentucky may be our new Florida.
That would be nice. That would be really nice.
Next story. Cowboys fan in prison.
Time out. Because we wouldn't be on here talking about no 49ers fan.
Cowboys fan in prison using Dez Bryant's non-catch to sue NFL for $88 billion.
You know, I actually saw this clip. I didn't read it because it sounded stupid.
I'm not a football person, so please explain it to me.
Okay, so Dez Bryant, when he played the Green Bay Packers, the catch... by all accounts, it was a catch.
But
NFL, it was a catch.
NFL rules said it was not a catch.
Not NFL rules. It's called referees didn't get paid the amount they wanted to.
Well, Jerry Jones' check must have bounced then.
Like, okay, wait, stop. Obviously. Okay, what happened? So it didn't. So the ref called.
The ref said it wasn't a catch
because
he hit the ground first or okay. I don't know what the whole story is.
He didn't make a football move.
Okay,
yada yada yada. All
so right, on so now so this forth. Dude in the jailhouse, what'd he do?
Mm-hmm. So a Colorado man currently in the state's penal system has filed a lawsuit for more than $88 billion against the NFL. Commissioner Roger Goodell, Vice President of Officiating Dean Bladino, and Official Gene Strator in regards to the controversial overturned catch by Dallas Cowboys star Dez Bryant against the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Divisional Round. So basically, he's saying it caused him mental anguish, and he's suing the NFL for $88 billion.
You know what? I'm with that, because it caused me mental anguish, too.
How he paying for this lawyer?
I thought
it's all publicity. Just the fact that the lawyer who took this on pro bono, mm-hmm. was like, this is going to get a lot of publicity. So on the off chance that I can actually win this, like, I'm gonna take this case pro bono. And if he does win, do you know how much this dude's gonna get? He probably signs some ridiculous amount, like, oh, if we actually win this case, then I get, like, it's 30-70 or something. Do you know how much that money that is if he wins $88 million? He won't win. But I'm just saying, like, some lawyers are desperate.
He's not going to win.
No, he's not going
to win. He's not even going to come close to winning.
He's not going
to
win.
Just saying. Just
like
saying.
Like, $88 million? Like, really, dude? Really? That's what happens when you're in jail. This is what happens when you're in jail. You have too much time on your hands.
Not even that. I think that's expected. He's in jail. He has too much time on his hands. But I feel some kind of way about the lawyer who took his case on pro bono. You are the weakest link.
The lawyer was bored too.
Like, there are people in the world. There are people in the world who need lawyers, who need good lawyers, so they don't end up in jail like this person in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Does it say why he's in jail?
Does that really matter?
It kind of does. Because, like, did you go to jail for gambling on sports? Or you know, like, because, I mean, like, okay, the game really upset me, but not enough to the point to where
I need to get a lawyer. I'm going to sue the NFL.
Like, I need a lawyer. Like, 1-800, I need my money now. Like, it didn't bring me to that point. Like,
free plug. Need my money. All right, Village. You've heard our thoughts on the young lady that married herself.
Oh, jeez.
And you've also heard the Village Idiot. Ladies, what's your guys' vote for the Village
Walmart.
Idiot?
That's mine.
Walmart. I agree. Walmart.
I also have to agree. I gotta go Walmart. And then $50 in coupons. Congratulations. You've just screwed up your daughter's life. Seriously.
Better be coupons.
Basically,
than sangria.
Like really? You just screwed up your daughter's life.
We live in a social media age. Everyone knows. Everybody knows. In your town of 20, everybody knows. Okay, I shouldn't have said that, but I kind of
like
felt
35.
Maybe.
I don't think a town could run off of only 20 people.
I think it can.
It's got a Walmart, so it got to be a little bit more.
For real. So it's probably got like 200 people in it.
Maybe.
Because then you got like...
most her family.
Like
by
50,
one way or another.
Like 50 people working in the Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Everybody's your cousin.
Look, them places exist.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah. All right, ladies. KK, what's your Twitter, babe?
At Bluntly KK.
That's B-L-U-N-T.
L-Y-K-K.
Because she did change it up, really, just so you guys know. Mm-hmm. Lady J, what's your Twitter, babe?
At Loving Chanel.
And I'm at Enlighten My Mind. Lady J and I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. You can also get a hold of us by checking out our Facebook page, Welcome to the Village. Search Welcome Number 2 The Village for Facebook. Our website is www.welcometothevillage.com. Our email is welcometothevillage@gmail.com to contact us that way. Google voicemail is error code 619-202-1562. Again,
and
we love...
it does work.
It does work.
Because I checked it out.
Yes, right. It does work. And we would love to hear you guys' voices on these. We love...
We would.
619-202-1562.
Yeah.
And shout out to Stitcher Radio, iTunes, IPP Podcast Player, and of course, Podomatic. As the saying goes in the Village, we thank you. We love you. God bless you. Have a great night. Go on.
Bye-bye.
Are you in the area of Melbourne, Florida? Are you in need of an excellent dog or cat groomer that loves your four-legged family as much as you do? Well, at Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming, we love each other just as we love your pets. Family-owned and run with perfection as our goal. If you would like to book an appointment, please call us at 321-622-6963. Email us at heavenlytouchdogandcatgrooming@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming and check out our photo gallery of our adorable, satisfied customers. Come visit us in person, 2260 Sarno Road, Melbourne, Florida, 32935. Visit our website for the most current pet-friendly specials, www.heavenlytouch.vpweb.com. With a variety of services to choose from, we are sure you'll be happy working with us. We know your pet will want to come back for another Heavenly Touch.